This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey there, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, cousins, everybody listening in to the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We are here. We are, I suppose in a manner of speaking, we're competitors for your thoughts among us. We compete for thinking about stuff. And that's very important because when you stagnate, you're done. You can't, your brain and your body can't stop moving, can't stop thinking. It's really very, very bad. So the opponent to long life is stopping moving your body, stopping moving your brain. And I pride myself in having conversations here with the ladies and with you that are continually, or aimed at least, at continually expanding you, your mind, your ideas, that sort of thing. So with that in mind, I wonder about some of the conversations that still on the advocacy media channels, CNN is not a news operation. It's an advocacy media channel. And so they continue to rip apart things like the coup. And so what is really, I thought it was interesting, Representative Adam Kinzinger, and I'm not sure I know what state he's from,
Jennifer. He's from Illinois.
Illinois,
one of
okay.
the I states, yeah.
Okay, so he was speaking to Anderson Cooper, who is certainly not a pro-Trumpster, and therefore he's not a good newsman. He says it's time, in this conversation, he says, Kinzinger says, it's time to stop fetishing the idea of overthrowing the government. Remember yesterday we were talking about, and we sort of laughed about Trump saying that he was going to organize a military coup, or at least that was it, to oust President Biden. By August, he'd be back in the White House.
I don't think that that's what he said, and that was one of the reports. I don't put a lot of faith in it, because I hear the conversation,
well,
if there even was one, going something like this. Boy, a lot of voter fraud, a lot of audits going on. Yeah, right, Mr. President? Yes. Oh, yeah, I'm very upset about it. So much information, I'll be president by August. Okay, see you later, I got a tea time. I can see something like that being reported by the New York Times as fact.
Fact.
Trump says he's going to be president by August. Come on. I mean, Biden is the president. There is nothing that you can do about it right now. You may think he didn't get there on the up and up, but he's there. So I don't understand. I don't even know why the conversation continues, especially when they say
they want
mirror, yet they're obsessed with talking about him.
They want to work their base over. Meanwhile, let's see who is actively on the dump list. Looks like Anthony Fauci may be on the dump list. So is there a dump? If there was a dump Trump movement, is there a dump Fauci movement?
According to reports, the White House is ready to get rid of him, and this has been going on for a while, that he doesn't really have favor with Democrats or Republicans right now. I think a lot of people believe that he intentionally misled people, not just about the practices of COVID-19. I think about where the virus really came from. I mean, he has said up until a couple weeks ago that he was certain that it came from an animal and that it didn't come from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And now there are a lot of emails being shown that he was told about these theories, that he knew about them. And in fact, one of the emails that was maybe the most implicating with the Chinese, he said, I don't have time to read this, it's too long. Well, make some time, because this is
your
job.
I'd say. Yeah,
right. I don't have time to read this. Give me the
bullet. What was in the email that he didn't read? Because he apparently was reading and responding to every email
about the Chinese Communist Party covering up coronavirus deaths and about their connection to it. And in response to that email that was sent to him from Eric Nielsen, who was the co-founder and CEO at BiSignal Technologies, it's a BiSignal Technologies is a company in Texas that develops tools for neuroscience research. and brain machine interfaces, all kinds of stuff like that. And inside this email, there was information that Fauci seemed to discount because he couldn't handle reading the long email. He said that he'd been modeling the outbreak since January, and that he said that he had been communicating with people around the world, and he was explaining that a lot of the information that was coming out was being blocked by WeChat. The Chinese Communist Party was blocking it. This is something that should be, I think, of interest to someone who is concerned with where this virus really came from. But we know that he probably knew where the virus came from now. I mean, that's the thing, is that all of us here on this program believe that it leaked out of the Institute of Virology in Wuhan,
more
right?
Strongly, purposefully, it was leaked out of the Institute of Virology.
I mean, that we don't know, but no. I think we agree that it came from that lab.
I'll be the guy who stands up and says that's what happened. So what about on the other side of the street here? Is there a cover-up now? What is going on with the Biden folks? I don't really see or understand. I mean, we hear a lot about vaccines, get yourself vaccinated, yada, yada. But we're looking to Mr. Biden, I think we, the country collectively, people around the world, to lead the charge against China, which doesn't seem to be happening. Are they wait? Is it diplomatically? You know, I'm not very diplomatic.
Well, the 90 days isn't up yet, right? Of that report.
Yeah, but that's a bunch of junk. I mean, the fact is that there was intelligence. Mike Pompeo has been out, the Secretary of State, was out saying if the Biden administration had the same intelligence that we had when we left office, he would have known that there was very strong evidence that China, that this came from China, and that it came from this lab, and that's why we were doing this top secret investigation to try to get to the bottom of it, so we could figure out what was going on. The Biden administration eliminated that investigation. And look, there are two options here. Well, there's three. One, he just doesn't care. The administration doesn't care. This could be one. I doubt it. Two, he knows what the implications are, and he doesn't want to have to deal with finding out that China did it, because he doesn't want the Biden and Obama foreign policy is to just kind of stand back and let everything happen. It's not about being aggressive. So maybe he doesn't want to have to engage with China. Maybe that's number two. Or number three, which is something that a lot of Republicans believe, somehow he has made business dealings with China. He's favorable to them, and he's trying to keep the story out of the spotlight.
I don't think
there's three choices.
I think that if he was afraid, I don't think he's acting like he's afraid of China, because he left those the Trump tariffs in place, which surprised a lot of Democrats, but he left those in place. So, and Trump took an aggressive stance against China. So I don't really know that that's the issue. I think that there could be trying to figure out what the larger implications are. Let's all say that, okay, so it comes out that, yes, China malignantly and deliberately released this virus from the lab. What do we do with that information?
You say, here we are in America, we're the shining light on the hill, we'll make your stuff, we'll do like the car dealers do.
Let's do what the car dealers do.
The car dealers say, we'll beat any price in the marketplace.
Okay, but how do you do that? I'm talking
start doing it.
A wholesale.
But you stop
incentivizing businesses to.
You don't
incentivize.
You take away incentives. You take away. You make it very difficult to do business in China, and you make it wonderfully easy.
What you're going
to
do is
do business
American
in America.
Companies.
You get the EPA off of your ass, and you incentivize
that
with
all
tax.
But that all takes years.
It
so
is going to take
in the
years.
Meantime, you cannot just bankrupt American companies.
The real easy way that you get the world to join you is you say America is no longer going to fund all of your loser countries, because America funds a ton of loser countries, and even some winning countries that don't need. Yeah, and I feel like Trump had it absolutely right. I mean, we don't need to be sending money to all of these other countries who can't cut it.
We give away too much money without strings attached to it.
And to our enemies. So you know what? No more money, and then you join us.
Why should it even be a discussion and a debate? That's the thing that really amazes me.
I'm talking about the practical supply chain aspect.
Yeah, but we're not.
We all agree. Well, you have, but that's what I'm saying.
on some of these African,
But forget about Africa for a minute. We're talking about China. China's the biggest problem. So what I'm saying, though, is the question I'm posing is probably a question that Biden and a bunch of cabinet members are sitting around asking the same question.
What do we
All right, we know we need to go up against China here. How do we do it without bankrupting American companies? That is a very difficult scenario.
Is you don't raise corporate taxes to send businesses to China. And that's what he's doing. And that's why I don't think he's serious about the problem, because he doesn't want to.
The tax proposal is a nightmare that's been presented to American business. All right, let's talk for a minute about Mueller teaching a course on Mueller. Okay, that's pretty good. I'm Stefan. I want to teach a course on me.
Well, it's the Mueller investigation. He's one of the guest speakers, but yeah, sure. The headline makes it seem like he's teaching a class himself, but it's not.
Right.
No, but he's talking about the investigation. And who cares? Nothing came out of that investigation.
Well, if you're in a graduate school program, they take all those studies all the time and do that. Law school and stuff like that.
How to waste government money, 101.
Wow. But I'm going to get off on a two-year for a minute.
I got
a 60. Time me on this, ladies, will you please? It's 16 past the hour. Let me, only 1 minute, okay? I came into contact with a new sort of administrator here in town yesterday who is working for the Board of Health and the Conservation Commission. She is one of the most clueless individuals I've ever met in my life. She claims she has a degree from this school and that school in environmental protection, environmental this and environmental that. She has no practical understanding of the law, of reality. She has no, and yet she's getting away with it 23 years old, shutting businesses down, telling people they have to cease and desist. It is appalling. And I use that as an example of what is a large collective of people going to schools, and whether it's journalism school, environmental school, whatever it is, and being indoctrinated with what to think rather than how to think. And never, I usually apply that to what's going on in the public schools under grade 12. But now it's becoming obvious that for me anyway, that's what's going on in a wholesale way in many colleges and universities across the country. Not how to think, not critical thinking, but this is what you must think. And it is appalling, and that is a trigger point for ruining a lot of what's good about America. You can't keep telling people, you can't keep shutting people down without giving them a reason. It's kind of like your mother when you used to do something wrong and say, "Mom, what's the matter? Why can't I do that?" "Because I said so." That doesn't fly, but yet that's the way government is now working and dealing with things, and then they'll get the power of the taxpayer, you and me, to fight these people that are trying to do what they're really legally entitled to do. So that's my two. 18 after the hour on the DJV program. Did I get it done in a minute? I think I did, didn't I?
I think so.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back, that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
It's now 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Jake Kirshner is here with Victoria and Doug to bring us up to speed on some of the trending items on social media and elsewhere, and also to give you the rah-rah shush-goomba on our Father's Day contest, week number one, about to come to a close, and we hope we'll end it with a big bang. We'll find out how you can get yourself a fabulous prize package right after this.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Why not, right? I can introduce Jay.
Okay, that's enough.
We don't have enough because...
What are you, my mother
anymore.
Now? You're going to tell me, huh? What is this? Okay. All right, so Jay, I'm calling attention, Victoria, to our fabulous contest. What is the problem?
Great. No problem. What's the contest?
Okay,
what is the question? A Father's Day giveaway.
Woohoo! All right, so what's happening?
Prize pack.
Yeah, the Nitro 40-volt circular saw and a work 1,600 per square inch, I said it right, electric pressure washer.
You're becoming a little more credible with your description of it. That's good.
total price pack valued at $370. You can go to Facebook or Instagram to get in on this, at DJ V Show. Tell us about the special dad in your life, father figure, spouse, mom who filled the role as dad. Get in on this.
Right, and you win if the price is right. That's what this sounds like, some contest in the Price is Right. We get, what's the guy's name, Dana? Who's the host of the Price
is Right? It was Bob Barker, now it's Drew Carey.
Drew Carey, that's it, right, exactly. He's no Bob Barker, but it's okay. All right, let's get to this story that's floating around here, quite an interest in the name Karen and how that has applied to... Wasn't the last one that applied to that woman in Central Park, who, by the way, has got she's got a lot of problems.
Karen.
Yeah, yeah. So what's going on with the name Karen?
The name has plummeted in popularity, surprising no one.
Right.
I mean, it's not like it was that super popular. It was number 660 on 2019's list, and then it dropped to number 831 in 2020. But its popularity was more in, like, the late 20s. It started having a steady decline back in the 60s.
Sounds about right. 70s.
I've never, I don't even know if I know a Karen.
I know a couple Karens, but they're all friends, grandparents, or moms. Right. I don't know any Karens my age. Oh, wait a second, I do. Oh, but she is a Karen.
I know. Actually, I just realized, like, oh, I worked with a Karen.
Yeah.
Who was a total Karen. Yeah,
she was a total Karen.
All right.
I feel
questions.
Bad for women named Karen that aren't Karens.
That we, don't suck.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's it.
Trending questions. Would you swim in that pool that we talked about in the London? It was in a hotel, right? It's up 16, 18 stories, and you look down, you can see all the way down into the lobby.
It does not look stable. I mean, it's pretty much half and half. Some people said yes, some people said no. Susan Nelson said, heck no, my mama never raised no fool.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Carver said yes, all caps, with some exclamation points.
Carol Thomas said a huge whopping no. Yeah, I kind of like that one. All right, so those are answer the questions, if you will. We always want to share your thoughts with everybody else listening to the DJV program, where it's now 28 after the hour.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night and you have a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An appeals court has ruled that the Biden administration can't use race and sex as factors when distributing coronavirus relief funds. In a 2-1 ruling, the 3-judge panel of the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said that the Small Business Administration was violating the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause by giving priority to minority and female-owned restaurants seeking coronavirus relief funds. The Justice Department declining to comment on the ruling or whether it would appeal to the Supreme Court. Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd, petitioned a judge to receive probation weeks ahead of his sentencing date. Chauvin's attorney saying he has no prior criminal history and a 19-year law enforcement career in which he received several commendations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The president continuing to push for Americans to get vaccinated.
President Biden is calling on more Americans to get vaccinated against COVID-19 as part of what he's calling a month of action to try to get to his goal of having 70% of adults receive at least one dose of vaccine before July 4th. In remarks on Wednesday, the president said the country was heading into a far better summer than last year.
America's headed into a summer dramatically different from last year's summer. A summer of freedom, a summer of joy, a summer of get-togethers and celebrations. An all-American summer that this country deserves after a long, long, dark winter that we've all endured.
The latest data from the CDC says that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states having already reached the president's goal of 70%. More than 133 million people have been fully vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A federal court ruled that officials in Vermont violated the First Amendment by denying public tuition aid to students who attended private Catholic schools. The Wednesday ruling struck down a Vermont rule that banned students attending private religious schools from taking tuition aid through the state's town tuition program. The TPP provides funding for students in towns where the public school system does not cover all grade levels. More news can always be found online by going to usaradio.com or checking us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back we come, back we go, 34 after the hour, fighting truth decay, the DJV way. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Jay and Victoria are with me right now as we try to figure out what's worth talking about. I like talking about people and stories that have shown folks stick-to-itiveness, overcoming diversity. That's kind of a cool thing, and I call your attention to a high school valedictorian from Dallas who was on the stage at her graduation yesterday, and I thought the two of you probably hadn't seen this. She had a script prepared for her by the principal, which is kind of always dangerous, and she threw it away. And she made up her own speech. She sort of did it. It appears she did it on the cuff. If you look at the video, this young lady's name is Paxton Smith. She had submitted a speech for approval. Principal said, yeah, that's fine. Commencement ceremony takes place at Lake Highlands High School. And she threw the speech out, said it was important to criticize an abortion law signed by the governor. She said, I refuse to give up this platform. And then she started talking about the war on her body. It's a high school senior. What would she be, 18? Probably, right?
Yeah, 17 or 18.
17 or 18, okay.
Well,
go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I like how she talked with her parents, her three parents, about this decision, and two of them were super supportive, and the other one was against it, but said that they would keep their mouths shut and let her do her thing.
Who were her three parents?
Divorced.
That's what I was trying to look. Yeah, I think it's probably divorced. Divorced and one of them remarried.
Yeah, right. So anyway, she didn't get interrupted. She finished the speech. Apparently, when they interviewed her, well, you know, after it was all over, what do you say when you're graduating? You can't have your diploma or something like that, especially when apparently she was well-received. Not that that's a big surprise from students, but apparently there were a lot of people who thought she said things that needed to be said. I don't know, you guess you make up your own mind when you read through it, but there's a new law that she was mostly talking about, criticized by her. It prevents you as a citizen of Texas from getting an abortion if a fetal heartbeat is detectable, which can take place
another
as
one of
early.
Those heartbeat bills. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
As early as 6 weeks,
yeah.
Including in case of rape or incest.
Yeah. So
most women in 6 weeks don't even know they're pregnant.
No, right. My son's wife didn't. I think they found out 2.5 months in. But anyway, the point is that she stood up, she stood her ground. Whether you like what she said or you don't like what she said, I don't think that's the lesson here. I think the lesson is that if you have something to say, no matter what your age, you ought to be heard. And people will say, well, that's kind of contradictory to what you say about all of the award ceremonies where all of the so-called liberal actors and actresses get up and spew their dislike for Trump and all of that stuff. I think this is different, frankly. I don't know whether you two
really?
Think it's different
yeah,
or not.
Yeah,
it's
different. I agree with Doug on this because celebrities have a platform that they can speak their piece in any other realm. They can do it.
She
doesn't have
to
be the award show. Yeah, this was her platform and one of her only opportunities to do so currently.
Yeah, okay, so good. She had a message, like it or love it, it still was a message worth hearing. Today, we celebrate World Bicycle Day. The impact of the bicycle on society. Anybody here not ever had a bicycle? Is there anybody in captivity in America who's not ever been on a bicycle, perhaps owned a bicycle? anybody growing up, anybody living in America, it seems to me, even the poorest of people, they and around the rest of the world, bicycles are much more a mode of transportation than they are here.
Right.
You know that, right? Some of these poorer Latin countries, some of the poorer Asian countries, poorer African countries. That's the basic means of transportation. Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, I have, what the hell is it? It's a Nespresso, Espresso machine. And the reason I bought it is because they have little aluminum pods. And so the aluminum, when you're finished with them, instead of tossing them into the garbage, you send them, they give you a prepaid bag and you send it back. And then they have this program where they turn those aluminum pods into bicycles and they give them to like third world countries because nurses need them to give, you know, to get from one village to the next. And it's unbelievable. So that's one of the reasons why I actually chose that brand over other options. Keurig and all that stuff just goes into a landfill. So you might as well have something that's going to help somebody.
Yeah, that's great. So anyway, this is a day when it's good for sustainability, according to the environmentalists. It's not just a buzzword either. I think a lot of the stuff we get from some of these folks is just a lot of buzzwords. But I think that this is something that is that's important. The World Bicycle Day resolution was accepted by the UN General Assembly on this date. No, it wasn't on this date. It was 2 or 3 years ago on April 12th. But they declared June 3rd as World Bicycle Day. Very good exercise. I have huge calves, and I think that's all because I rode a bike as much as I did when I was a kid. And I still like riding a bike, but I only have, I had one here, but I didn't like it, so I sold it at the last auction.
And I don't picture you taking like a leisurely bike ride.
No, it's not leisurely. I'm galloping along. I love going down. I mean, I've gone down. Well, the house that I live in, which is on the corner of two streets, when I was a kid, I spent all my time on the farm. It's on the top of the hill. And I came down the roadway one night, and I lost the brakes on my bike, and I went over the stone wall that's on the property where I live now, head over tea kettle. I don't know why I didn't break my neck, but there were no brakes on the bike. I got up and I laughed. I never thought it was funny, but it was kind of an interesting experience. One that I wouldn't suggest that you try to replicate because it could be very dangerous. Bikes can be dangerous, more because of the people that you're having to ride around. And I would admit this, the full disclosure here, yesterday I was driving through town and I was looking, the mirror on my new truck is big, so there's a blind spot on it. And I didn't see any cars coming, and so I pulled out into the lane, and there was a guy on a bicycle that was kind of right in front of me. And so he had words with me, and I said to him, "Relax, pal, you're okay." And he gave me the finger, and he rode off.
I would have, too. You almost hit me with your truck. Relax, you're okay.
Yeah, well, he was so okay.
Right. Yeah. Did you actually say you were sorry?
I did say I was sorry. Yeah, I said, "I'm sorry, pal." I'm sorry, but I said,
is that,
this is what
Jay,
I said.
That's not a word that at him. Falls out of his mouth easily.
No, I looked at him, and he started cussing me. I said, "Hey, pal, I'm sorry. I didn't see you in the mirror." And I think that is a problem. With some of these new trucks that I just got a new truck, the mirrors are so big, there are blind spots. And you can't really see into what is necessary field of vision, which is not just what's
don't
in front of you.
Don't you have a reverse, like the camera?
Backing up. I wasn't backing up, though. I was taking a left-hand turn into another street.
But it doesn't give you an alert that someone's near you?
No.
Oh.
Other than him
yelling at me. I guess you didn't spring for the whole package?
The truck's a few years old.
Okay.
All right, so let's get to what's going on with NASA this week, Victoria. Looks like they've got a couple of new missions to unlock the mysteries of space. All right,
well,
so where
Venus,
are we going?
The planet Venus is often called Earth's evil twin. And so
it's also the goddess of love, Venus.
Right. It's, where women are from and men are from Mars, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So NASA has chosen two new missions that are both focused on Venus. This marks the first time that NASA will send dedicated missions to Venus in more than 30 years. That's crazy. I didn't even realize it's been 30 years. Mm-hmm. So the agency announced Wednesday that they're going to launch both the Da Vinci Plus and the Veritas missions to Venus between 2028 and 2030. Da Vinci Plus is designed to learn about the composition of Venus's atmosphere and how it's maybe changed over time if it ever actually had an ocean on it, if it was a real twin to Earth, if it actually had water. And then that spacecraft is going to drop a probe into the planet's atmosphere to collect data. And then Veritas is going to use a special kind of radar imager to look through Venus's clouds and map the surface to confirm whether or not it has active plate tectonics and volcanoes. So basically we're trying to learn as much as we can to see how similar Venus really is to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool.
It is cool.
Exciting.
Yep. All right, a couple of more big items here. We're into the hurricane season as of the 1st
of
June.
Isn't that
wild? Yeah, hurricane season already. Here we go. Miami apparently needs a 20-foot seawall to be constructed for the city to survive the 6 miles of coastline. In case the hurricanes whip out the ocean, and if the seas are rising, I guess that would, I don't know what the ambiance.
This has been something.
Kind of very ugly.
But this has been something that's been talked about in Miami for decades. That, the lower parts of Miami, and it always goes this way. The first parts of the city that will be completely underwater are the poorest sections. Mm-hmm. And so, where do you take people? Where do people go? And when you look at the building of how much construction is happening in Miami at all times, high-end hotels and residences and things like that, it's kind of blows my mind why people would even want to build in Miami when it's now.
I wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah, and now they've succinctly put it together and said, okay, well, this is what we really need. We need a 20-foot wall. Well, who wants to live behind a 20-foot wall?
It's like living next door to the highway with those big walls that they have.
Right.
All right, here's the latest China hack. Apparently, they got into the computer system at the transit agency in New York, causing confusion. The trains didn't run for a while, the buses, all the communication. When the hell are we going to? It's like one every day, every hour. We could spend the whole time talking about China and what a bunch of no good bastards they are. And we find examples, new ones, every day. This was not the Russians this time. It was the hackers from China. So, you know, again, we're asleep at the switch. Come on.
Well, but look, Mayor Bloomberg, when he was mayor of New York, he said all the way, I mean, this is going back, what, how long? 20 years?
Bloomberg, 20 years ago.
Yeah, so 15, and so 20 years ago, he was saying, and this, he comes from a technology background, so, okay, he was way ahead of his time. But he was saying that the power grids, the utilities, and not just in New York City, but the whole state of New York, was so antiquated and not prepared for any kind of attack.
Every
like
day,
this.
There's an
every
example.
Day.
Every day. 46 after the hour, coming up, a moment about what you're not going to be allowed to do because of bad behavior on planes. First of all, let's have a moment to think about what good behavior does for you, and that is in terms of losing weight. Best behavior is to take advantage of this weight loss formula called Calitrin. Good news for everybody. You lose weight, you keep it off. That's the healthy choice you make when you decide you're going to buy Calitrin, get on the program. The natural, healthy choice. It helps you lose the weight safely. More importantly, keeping it off. So, that's the message. Clear, plain, simple. FDA approved, quality, purity, fabulous. Check it out at toploss.com. And when you decide to buy and get on the program, when you're checking out, use the DJV card. You get 3 months free. Figure that out and how it works for you. Checking it out at Top Loss. And no shipping charges either. That's Calitrin, the weight loss formula that's stimulant-free, drug-free, all-natural at toploss.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I take Garlic every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic bread.
And Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
All right, most of the airlines now are limiting the number of drinks you can have because of all the unruliness with passengers over the past year or so. American was the first to announce last week they would not allow, they're suspending pretty much all alcohol service and not going to extend it. I mean, they're not going to allow you to drink. Southwest, same thing. I didn't think you could get drinks on Southwest, but they say you can't get them anymore. United, Delta will be next. They will offer beer, wine, and hard seltzer only on domestic flights if you're going more than 1,000 miles from hub to hub. But any short flights, forget about it. You're not going to be able to get the drinks. And that was a big profit center. You know, they charged, what, $19 for a little bottle of that crap?
So that must show how bad the passengers are behaving.
Yeah, right. That does show you. It's pretty telling. It's 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have: your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter.
The buzz on movies, videos, DVDs. What's going on the small screen, the big screen? That's the prowess of one Charles Chucker. Chuck Curry is here. So we'll get to what the movie news is, what's coming out. Maybe we'll get a sneak preview if we're lucky. Ladies, if you play your cards right, Chuck is going to give us a little advanced preview of what's coming out this weekend right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hi, this is this Tom Hanks on the piano? Is that who's playing this? Like standing on the keys?
No.
No, that was that famous scene with, who was the other actor?
Robert Loggia.
Did he just die?
Yeah, Robert Loggia.
Oh, right.
Isn't that who it is?
So, yeah, yeah. I think so, right?
And Robert
so
Loggia.
Yeah. Yeah, Loggia. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they danced on top of that famous keyboard, which up until probably a few years ago, it was still at F.A.O. Schwartz in Manhattan.
It was.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right, so why are we playing music from Big, Mr. Curry?
Because on this day in movie history, Doug, June 3rd, 1988, Big hit theaters, became a box office sensation, made Tom Hanks an even bigger movie star, really solidified Penny Marshall, who did not direct a lot of movies. It's a pretty good director. She did Big, she did A League of Their Own, she did Awakenings. Those are three really good movies. She did another three or four films that were not quite as good, but she had talent as a director, Penny Marshall, who is Laverne on Laverne. And Cheryl, you know, it's interesting because the female lead, Elizabeth Perkins, in an interview a couple months ago, talking about or reminiscing on the experience of Big, said that they originally cast Robert De Niro as the lead, and she did auditions with him and screen tests, and then he wound up leaving the project to do something else, and then they brought in Tom Hanks. But that would have been a completely different film, I think, Robert De Niro instead of Tom Hanks in that lead.
Yeah. All right. So that's the looking back. When I see some of the earlier pictures of Tom Hanks, it doesn't seem like that long ago when he looked so young.
No.
And now he looks
so old.
But
that scene we mentioned at F.A.O. Schwartz was an awesome sequence. Yeah. That was really good.
Real stuff. But there are other things that Hanks has been in. I love the dog movie. Did he do two of those dogs? Oh, I think Belushi was in one.
Turner and Hooch?
And yeah. Right. That was,
Jay, that's a good thing you brought that up. Okay, let me expand here. Turner and Hooch is a Disney film, and for some reason, and then Bellucci did a movie called K-9, which was somewhat popular.
Same story.
But in Turner and Hooch, they kill a dog at the end, and people to this day still cannot stomach that creative decision. It's on Disney Plus, actually. I won't watch it because of that. It's just like, it's too sad. I don't want to watch it.
Now, who wants to see a dog get shot? Come on. Whoever dreamed that one up. It's kind of like, I don't know. I'd rather see somebody shoot a rabid raccoon.
I got to tell you, it's not easy to watch Old Yeller either. I mean, what that dog gets
killed,
right? And that's pretty hard to watch, too. Let me ask you another question. Why are we talking about dogs? But anyway.
I don't care if 1,000 people get killed and slaughtered on screen, but if one dog is hurt, then I'm out.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So I teased that you were going to tell us, give us a little enlightenment as to what's coming this weekend. What are we thinking?
I don't think anything really opened. I didn't look, but nothing of major consequence opens nationwide. I think they're going to let The Quiet Place 2 roll in the slow spot. Yeah, play out for the second.
It did $80 million the first weekend, right?
It did 57.
Whatever. Yeah, you said
57 million?
Was it 57? 50, nice connection.
Yeah, 57. Pre-pandemic, they predicted that it would do around 60 in its opening weekend. So post-pandemic, it is 57, which tells you it's a very good sign for the industry.
Oh, yeah, right. So that's why the stock of AMC went through the roof yesterday. You saw that, right? AMC theaters.
Yeah, because they see now they see some clear sailing, some light that they could touch at the end of the tunnel. So that's good. It's a very good barometer.
Yeah, it is. Yep. I just hope that the arc light can come back again in California. All right, Chucker, great job. Thank you, all of us. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.